MODO.US.
Visit MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Modo always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.
Good evening. The show begins tonight in Ukraine, asking, peace deal, what peace deal? The explanation is that the President of the United States, the administration, will put before the Munich Security Conference within the next days a peace plan for Ukraine, negotiation with Moscow. Will the EU be at the table? Unknown. Will NATO be at the table? Unknown. Anatole Lieben, my correspondent, speculates that it will look like Cyprus, that is, an unresolved resolution. Cyprus has been 50 years without a treaty after the ceasefire in the 1970s. I was accidentally in Turkey right before that invasion was launched. There was an air of militarism in Istanbul at the time. Odd to think that it's 51 years later, and here we have Cyprus's model to examine for Ukraine, a ceasefire line, a guarantee of inspections along the ceasefire line, no new combat, but separate worlds, no attempt to integrate. Ukraine's future, I learned from the author I speak to this evening and tomorrow evening, Eugene Finkel, that Ukraine has always been in between empires. The Russian Empire, the Muscovy Empire, the Ottoman Empire, the Polish-Lithuanian Empire, the German Empire, always in between. And that will continue. Then we talk to Jonathan Schanzer about the Gaza plan put forth by the President of the United States. I've been in Gaza several times. It's a series of sand dunes. If you've ever been in Avalon, New Jersey, that's what it looks like on a much larger scale. It's not sustainable land. Can't feed a population there. Can't create anything to bring in money except for flowers and fruit, which is what the Israeli farmers were growing before they left in 2005. But there's a limited market for that, and the Gazans are there as human shields for the villains. So the president's plan to remake Gaza as a beachfront resort makes some sense. At the same time, the Gazans need to move themselves to where they're safer. That would be Sinai, that would be Jordan. The striking thing is the president has a plan, and it was roundly rejected by the so-called Arab world, but where's their plan, asked the president. More to learn. Jonathan Schanzer and I remind people that 80% of the respondents in Israel favor the president's plan. It's immediately practical. And returning to the status quo ante of Hamas terrorizing 1.5 million people and using them as human shields is not an acceptable outcome. Tariffs. Mary Anastasia O'Grady of the Wall Street Journal says very clearly they're unneeded and unwarranted, especially directed against Canada. Also, I speak with Chris Riegel about the Chinese Communist Party, the muted response to the president's remarks earlier this week. Why? Because the Chinese economy is no longer a miracle. It's been in trouble for more than 2 years. And the Chinese Communist Party knows it. The economists know it. Does she know it? I don't know. I don't speculate. Although there are stories about Xi, but I don't speculate. POTUS has reawakened the maximum pressure campaign against Iran. I learned from Ben and Ben Talibu, who's just returned from overseas. That means Iran will crack again. Are they ready to make a deal and give up their nuclear weapons program? Unknown. I asked Benham, do we get closer to the bombers or farther away with Mr. Trump talking peace or not with Iran? Benham reminded me that peace and war have limited time spans. There's a sell-by date. Are we approaching the sell-by date of peace? Unknown. The author, the first hour of 2 hours, a conversation with Professor Eugene Finkel, a descendant of Ukrainians, Galicians, actually. His grandfather was a Galician. He tells the story of 200 years, actually 1,000 years, of contest between Kiev and Moscow. The story begins in earnest in the 18th century when Catherine the Great possesses Crimea and the Black Sea Fleet is born, but that's not going to settle the matter here in the 21st century. Eugene Finkel leads us through the history up to the present, and then in the second hour we deal with the Ukraine conflict with Russia and what is to be done. Recommendation. And then later on I speak to Veronique de Régie about Doge, which she approves of as long as they go after the big stuff, which is fraud in Medicare and Medicaid. Big stuff, 280, 500 billion, name your number. Fraud and abuse and bad payments. It's a big number. And therein lies hard work. Right now, Doge seems to be going for laying off unnecessary jobs and unnecessary parts of the government that was built in the 19th century, not in the 21st. We're highly productive with our computers and our robots. I don't know that the U.S. government is designed in that fashion. Right now, the headline in the Washington Post says, of the 10,000 employed at USAID, earlier I had the number 14,000, only 290 are needed. Everybody else is free to take the payout and find a new job at the USAID. Conversation with Conrad Black about how Canada was offended that Mr. Trump put them in the same box with China and Mexico when it comes to drugs and migration. However, nobody believes it much, and that negotiation is easy. If not for Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister's lame duck status brought on by himself, there'd be a negotiation right now. Finally, Hotel Mars. David Livingston and John Smee, and we speak with Charles Pellegrino, who's been speaking of brine in asteroids for some time, the hydrothermal layer that Ceres, the large asteroid we explored, or in the planets. Why is brine or phyllosilicates, why is that of interest? Because it can hold water, and it's evidence that once upon a time it held water, liquid water. Why is that important? Because you need three elements, food, water, and energy, to create the conditions that we associate with carbon-based life. Logic to find it. Next step, next step, next step. We need a sample from Mars. And therein lies a challenge. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening. And I remind myself to remind everyone, there is a Substack page, John Batchelor's Substack page, which has the videos of my conversations with the authors, full length. I believe the most recent one we put up was, Emily Wilson's beautiful iambic pentameter translation of the Iliad. Highly recommended. I had not had a good education in the 20th century. I was foolish enough and did not take Latin and Greek. I regret, I regret, I regret. I do what I can in English. The story of the Iliad is fundamental to storytelling for 2,000 years, since the Romans. Highly recommended to listen to theaudible.com. Read you, as a brilliant reader, read you the Iliad translated in English by Emily Wilson, an Englishwoman. It's read by an Englishwoman. They have the diction for iambic pentameter that we're used to, Shakespeare. And it's a thrill. It's a straightforward, simple story. For 10 years, Agamemnon and the Greeks have been besieging Troy and not successfully. Now they come to the final months. Everybody's exhausted. Helen's inside with Paris. There are single combats outside. There's a dispute over a woman between Agamemnon and Achilles. Achilles' best friend is Patroclus. Patroclus then borrows Achilles' armor and goes out to fight the Trojans. He is slain by Ajax, thinking it's Achilles. Achilles goes crazy and demands to fight Paris. Simple story. The horse is an addition later on. This is the fundamental Iliad. It ends with games to remedy the dispute between the powers, Troy and the Greeks. Motives are everywhere, but the gods intervene again and again and again to entertain themselves, to right wrongs, to level the playing field, and chiefly to entertain themselves. After you finish, there's a temptation to say, just like us. The Iliad, Emily Wilson, full-length interview. I think it runs 75 minutes. Enjoy. On Substack. All my author interviews are headed to Substack. Eugene Finkel, headed to Substack probably next week. 75 minutes with Professor Finkel. This week I'm going to speak to an art critic, Sebastian Smee. His new book, Paris in Ruins, about the Impressionists riding out the siege of Paris, 1870, by the Prussians, the fall of Napoleon III, and then the Impressionists riding out the Commune of 1871. Self-destructive. But observed by Marx, claimed by Marx, a model for what happens, 30 years later, 40 years later in Russia. And we're still living with that. That's this weekend. Right now, first part of Professor Finkel's comments about Ukraine and Russia. Ukraine and Russia. 1,000 years, 200 years, no resolution. And after reading his book, I don't expect one. Good night.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
At Care Heating and Cooling, we put you first. You are the reason we're open 7 days a week and why it's easy to schedule service at careheatingandcooling.com. Your safety is why we check every gas furnace for carbon monoxide. And it's because of you that our techs are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. So it's no surprise that last year, Care was awarded a BBB Torch Award for Ethics, because at Care, we're committed to doing business right. Call Care at 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.